Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from OB Credit Union, the original credit union of the Olympia Brewery, home to the Olympia Rainier Pabst Blue Ribbon and Washington State credit cards, featuring the Pick Your Card, Pick Your Program option. Learn more at obee.com/beer.
This afternoon marks the second visit from one of Europe's finest jazz singers all the way from Denmark. It's Sinne E. She's collecting awards like I collect records, left and right, including the prestigious Ben Webster Prize in 2014, the Danish Music Award for Best Jazz Vocal Album 4 times. Sinne has it all. Incredible tone and technique, wonderful sense of swing, great taste, and a musician's ear. A master of classic jazz songs and an impressive composer in her own right, her latest album, Dreams, came out a couple years ago, and it's dynamite. She's busy at work on a soon-to-be-released big band album we're going to talk about. I couldn't be more excited to welcome back to the KNKX studios once again with Peter Sprague on guitar. Please welcome Miss Sinne E.
Like a message in a breeze, like a bottle on a green battered sea. I've been floating on a tangerine dream, and now you know. Like a storm without the wind, falling through these turbulent skies, I am drowning in your dissolute eyes. Now you know. I must put my heart at rest, or I could never face myself again. So now you know. But I must put my heart at rest, or I could never face myself again. No, I could never wear this face again. No, I could never face myself again. So now you know.
Sinna Eat with Peter Sprague on guitar live in the studios here at 88.5 KNKX. I said this the last time you were here, Sinna, a couple years ago. Wow. Wow. You sound great. Thank you so much for being here. It's great to have you back. Now, from our little corner in the upper left here in the USA, we got a pretty good view of the country. It's big. And I can wonder, it must be daunting to try to break into the U.S. market. And I wonder how that has been going, how that what's your perspective on that?
Oh, how is that going? Well, actually, I'm pretty happy because, you know, I started coming over here in 2012, actually playing with Peter in San Diego and some very good musicians in LA. And from there, it has just kind of expanded. And I feel like in the States, it's not as difficult as in Europe because the U.S. is one big country. And in Europe, it's like small countries with very thick borders.
Right.
I mean, media-wise and socially. You don't just like, if you're breaking in Belgium, like people don't necessarily hear about you in Holland or in France. And people don't just call their friends and say, hey, you have to go to see this singer in another country, you know. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's been really surprisingly easy. Well, easy is not
the
right word here, but it's I feel like there's a strong jazz community and people share their experiences with each other.
Yeah, that's a great point. I hadn't thought about it that way. Now, kind of along the same lines, your seventh album, Dreams, a couple years ago, was your first working with American musicians like Scott Colley and Joey Barron, Larry Kuntz, with your friend Jacob Christofferson on piano. What led to working with a U.S. group?
Well, I've been wanting to do that for many years because I've been playing with a lot of U.S. musicians, and I just love, you know, the level here of jazz musicians is so high, and you know, you have very unique musicians, and it was just a matter of, you know, finally doing it for me.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, I have some very good groups in Denmark that I've been playing with, and also I love, you know, recording with my own band. So it's kind of, you can't do everything.
Right, yeah. And you have been. Now, we're going to talk about your upcoming big band project in the next break. But I wanted to ask quickly, I know when you were young, you actually were thinking about perhaps becoming an instrumentalist, maybe piano, maybe saxophone or something. Mm. And you are a wonderful improviser vocally. And I wonder if you feel like your vocal skills come from a place of thinking like an instrumentalist.
Yeah, I think so, because of just working with music for so many years, it has helped me a lot. And I think, because I think music before I think about vocal performance, that that has come later for me. So I think I have like a very good basic music education and a respect for music and instrumentalists and musicians. So, you know, I've never seen myself as this singer in the spotlight. That's right. What I want to be. You know,
right,
this
right.
Just happens to be my instrument now.
Yeah, right. Sinna Eat, she's part of the band, and she's got a terrific band with her at Jazz Alley tonight with Peter Sprague on guitar and a couple of our good Seattle friends, Chris Simer and Devon Lewis on bass and drums. A few tickets still left for the show tonight, so grab them while you can. Tell us a little bit about that first song you sang.
Oh, that was an original of mine, and well, it's a kind of, yeah, as you could probably hear, inspired by American folk music.
Right, yeah.
And well, also Danish folk music, and the lyrics were by one of my good friends, Soren, a Danish pop singer.
Right, right, yeah,
yeah.
I think he worked on the lyrics for The Bitter End.
Oh yeah,
last
time
that's
the same guy.
We had you here.
Yeah,
yeah, wonderful lyrics. What have you have? What do you have for us next? This next song.
Oh, we're gonna play a lovely ballad, Skylark.
Oh, beautiful, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Sinna Eat with Peter Sprague live on 88.5 KNKX.
Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow
in the mist, where someone's waiting to be kissed. Oh, skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring? Shadows and the rain to a blossom covered lane, and in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenading the moon. Oh, skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you leave?
Cinna Eat with Peter Sprague on guitar, live on 88.5 KNKX. That was just beautiful, and something that strikes me about your singing, Cinna, and especially on that song, Skylark's been recorded a bazillion times, a million different versions. Yours sounds fresh and unique to your voice, and I wonder if there was ever a point, as you developed your own singing, if there was a singer who was particularly influential that you had to kind of, I try not to sing like Carmen McRae, or try not to sing like Nancy Wilson, because you're such a big influence.
Well, yeah, especially in the beginning. Mm-hmm. When I started singing, my parents gave me a CD with Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley, and I really had some trouble not, I mean, I couldn't sing those songs, because then I would just totally try to copy her. I was such a big fan. But I mean, every time I listen to a singer for a long time, I pick up something, and mm-hmm. I kind of just, I don't stress about it anymore, because I think it's beautiful if you can get influenced by other musicians and or singers. And I think, you know, over the years, everything will just, you know, be mixed together in a great big pot.
Right, right. It's the human tradition to pass it on. Now, I wonder, another thing that makes you a unique performer is your own composing and your own original songs. And I wonder if you could talk about your development as a songwriter. I think you've been writing songs since you were a little girl, right? And how has that progressed?
Yeah, so I wrote songs when I was a little girl, and I didn't think about it much. And then actually when I started to become more ambitious with music, I kind of stopped. especially when I began singing, because then I would need lyrics, and then I had become very, you know, ambitious.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't feel like my lyrics were good enough, so I kind of stopped. And so I picked it up maybe 20 years ago again. That long ago? Oh my God. No, not 15 years ago.
Okay.
I still struggle with the lyrics. That's also why I team up with good lyricists.
Right.
But sometimes I feel like I have something to say, and I'm able to say it in a way that, you know, also feels good when I'm on stage singing the music and the lyric. It has to feel good. And when I write music, I feel like everything that I've ever heard is represented. It's not like I'm a jazz composer or a pop composer or anything. I kind of just like, maybe I heard some music when I was a kid, and all of a sudden, like 30 years later, it shows up in a song. For example, that country thing that we played before, or folk music thing, was because I had a period where I listened a lot to the Union Station.
Ah.
But it was years later that I wrote that one. And yeah, I just like that also in when I'm on stage, you know, to be representing all kinds of good music. Not just jazz, but everything becomes jazz when we play it, you know. I'm not so concerned about genres, actually.
Now, you're such a busy performer. I wonder how much time you have to listen and take in influences today. Are you still listening and discovering new music today?
Yeah, I am. Not as much as I would want to. But, for example, I was just in Brazil over New Year's. And that was, you know, the main purpose of that trip was to, of course, get away from the darkness in Denmark. But even more important, to listen to Brazilian music, to samba and choro. And I was very inspired when I came back, and I'm sure there'll be some some tunes where you can hear that.
Excellent. I know your next project, you're coming close to completing, so we will look forward to a release perhaps later this year of a new record with a big band. And as luck would have it, you've got one of the greatest big bands in the world right there in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Tell us about that project.
Yeah, that I'm very, very, very lucky that the Danish radio big band wanted to, you know, use me for one of their recording projects this year. So it's a collaboration between me and the Danish radio, and we spent like 2 weeks in January rehearsing and recording, and we had a producer from the States, Andre Fischer.
Oh.
He came over and produced the thing, and I'm going to mix it with him at Capitol Studios in 1 or 2 weeks.
Well, very exciting.
Yeah.
What kind of material on, is it like big band classics or more of your compositions? What kind of material on the record?
I think it's like, I think I have six originals on there. And also some American classics, all arranged for me. I have like mainly three different arrangers that I work with. Mm-hmm. And,
it must be exciting to hear your own songs played by a great big band like that.
Oh, yes. It's fantastic. And they play so well. It's incredible. It was just a great experience to be in the studio with them, and everybody was so focused, and everything just came together, and the arrangements are fabulous.
And we've got time for one more song, Sina. What will this last one be?
This will actually be on the big band album.
Oh, great.
In another arrangement, though. This is arrangement by Peter. This is My Favorite Things.
Ah, wonderful.
Do 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 do
faces with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay in my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things that I don't feel so bad. No, I don't feel, no, I don't feel, no, I don't feel.
City E with Peter Sprague on guitar live on 88.5 KNKX.